Moore, a Republican, has been in Congress nearly 3 months after he was elected last fall to succeed longtime 1st District Representative Rob Bishop. Meeting with county officials at the Rich and Services Building, he said that the GOP in Washington want to be, as he put it, aspirational, pro-growth, and inclusive. He said his objective is not to be partisan, but to do whatever he can to be productive. Moore said his constituents won't see a lot of rhetoric from him. The congressman was briefed on some of the major items occupying the county. Foremost among those are transportation items like a major improvement to Gimbel Junction and bus rapid transit on 224. With the Wasatch Cache National Forest in their backyard, county officials also said they're concerned about watershed protection and wildlife mitigation and hope to invite the congressman back for an extended tour. They also reviewed the county's COVID vaccination efforts. After the meeting, we asked Congressman Moore what he sees as the most divisive issue right now in the Congress.
Immigration is becoming a really hot topic right now. I think people are willing to find a solution, but there's a lot of blaming going on. And and I don't know if that was expected to be the case, but immigration has been really a hotbed of discussion lately.
We also asked, where is there a chance for bipartisan cooperation? He said that's a more difficult question to answer.
Even though there's very narrow margins, 50-50 Senate, very narrow margin in the House, but because of the Senate switching to Democrat control, even though it's a 50-50 split, there's a very opportunistic push right now among Democrat leadership to just get a lot of the legislation through. Whether or not it goes through the Senate or not isn't real. So there hasn't been a bunch of committee work. The first quarter, there was a rule placed that allowed for previous legislation to get put through without going through any committee or markup, and that ends on April 1st.
Moore said he did see some reason for optimism.
So besides just one particular topic, I'm hopeful that as we get back working in committee, and hopefully there'll be opportunities with the infrastructure package that's coming for there to be more bipartisanship. I still think it's going to be a very Democrat-controlled process, but hopefully with the new process in place, with the expiring of the rule that was put in after April 1st, there'll at least be more discussion going on. So hopefully that helps, you know, creates a little bit more bipartisanship.
Utah 1st District Congressman Blake David Moore. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.